This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 1st of September 1962. The title of this lecture is Basic Purpose. This lecture is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Long time ago, I wrote a book. It was called Dianetics, Modern Science, Mental Health. There's a lot of data in that book. Some of you may have read it. There's the definition of clear, Allah 1950, which you should understand has simply been improved on and stabilized. And there is also an area in that book devoted to the basic purpose of the individual. Truer words were never thus spake. The basic purpose of the individual. What is your basic purpose? Well, if you thought of it at that moment, you ought to tell your nearest auditor. The truth of the matter is man conceives himself to be a conglomerate mass of purposes, most of them opposed. But down underneath all these thousands of purposes, in any given cycle on the whole track, I'm terribly sorry to bring in whole track on you, But that's the way you lived. Stop blaming me, you know. Every once in a while, somebody comes along and says, do you believe in past lives? Do you believe in past lives? What's this? Well, one doesn't believe in past lives. I'm reminded of Aldous Huxley, who told me one time, I was giving him a session, and he told me a little anecdote, and I'll leave the person's name out of it. Not because it's a famous name, but because I've forgotten it. But apparently she was a very extremely cultured person. And she came around to him and she said, Aldous, I have concluded to accept the evidence of the physical universe around me. And Aldous said, well, you damn sight better had. I think that's about the position of it on past lives. You can't do anything with anybody unless you accept the condition of his case. As soon as you try to tell him his case is different than it is, you don't get anywhere. If you were to sit there and say to him, now, the trouble with you is you had an unfortunate experience when you were three. You were frightened by a dray horse. And that is what is wrong with you. And if you will just sit there hour after hour and tell me about this dray horse and the terrible things it did to you, why, after a while, if you're careful, you can be aberrated. This is not a takeoff on psychoanalysis. It is psychoanalysis. Oh, I shouldn't run down old Papa Freud. I owe to a tremendous extent my interest in the human mind to him. He was a pioneer, and the fate of all pioneers, if they don't discover the path through the woods, is to be eaten by the lingering wolves. And let us hope it doesn't happen to him. He said that psychosomatic illness was traceable to the psyche, and that all illness was not necessarily physical. And this fact has been very widely accepted. It's very strange that the fact is widely accepted, because until Dianetics and Scientology, there was no spark of proof of any kind that it was true. Do you realize that? The whole medical profession believes something out there that they've never proven. Only we could show this fact. You'll get the idea after a while. I'm down on doctors. I'm not down on doctors. Not really. You notice recently I've been taking a course of being nice to doctors. And that isn't because I'm overwhelmed, you see, through overts, but because they, through their own overts, are about to be. That's the faint difference. And if you knew somebody was going to come around to get processed from you, you wouldn't run him down. So. Now, that's actually not as far-fetched as you think. We have somebody over here in Virginia who is apparently setting up to become the doctor's auditor, which I think is very, very interesting. Who's going to take care of the doctor? In the first place, we lost the doctor. Who would take care of the plumbing, you know? A lot of auditors stretch this a little bit too far. You know, the fellow's lying there, bleeding from the femoral artery. See? Looks like a fire hose, you know. And they think they can just kneel down there, you know, and say, all right, where were you hurt? Okay, touch the spot a few times, you know. Now, somebody's got to take care of the plumbing. You pick something out of the debris and glass of an automobile accident, he's not in any shape of processing. This comes under the heading of making somebody auditable. That's what it comes under the head of. And you may find you need the MD for just that. And the MD himself is liable to come around to this in the very near future. So I've gone on attack of being nice to doctors. Psychiatrists, that's another thing. Anybody who would be so conscienceless as to drug up, beat up, and shock up a poor, staggering human being that's lost his way, probably got enough overts that you put him, he'll sit in the chair all right. He'll take hold of the cans all right, but he probably can't talk. You'll probably have yourself some trouble there. But the medicos, they're all right. We fix them up. I'll tell you a little bit more about this later in this Congress. You're going to be very, very interested. Now we're talking about past lives. This individual, put him down in the audit and chair, he's never heard of past lives before. Never heard of any of this, never heard of whole track, never heard of any of these things. And he's sitting there and he says, I have this terrible pain in my back. So he said, did you ever have an accident to your back? And he said, well, yes, a car ran into me one time. All right, we audit out that engram. Now, did you ever hurt anybody else's back? Yeah, I hit a kid over the back, kidneys with a baseball bat, boom, one time, and broke his back and so forth. And you run all that out as an overt and so forth. And boy, you really work over this thing. You know, you got this life, you're patching it all up, you're squaring it all up, but everything is fine, everything is beautiful, everything is fine. A couple of days later, he comes back and says, what am I going to do about my back? And you finally say, all right, well, sit down. Well, this would have been in another time and place, which is reminiscent to many of you. You would have said, haven't done it for so many years. I had to get it warmed up, you know? And you say, all right, now. When I snap my fingers, the file clerk will give you a date. All right, here we go. And he says, 1792. He says, where'd that come from? You say, do you have a picture there? No, well, it's nothing much. Well, what is it a picture of? Well, it seems to be... sailing ship. And I seem to be a mate. And here's a sailor in front of me. And he's got his jersey off. And there seems to be a cat of nine tails in me and. Ow! All right, you say, tell me more. He says, ow! Now, another process in another day, we would have had him raise his hand and flog the sailor in front of him, and this hand would have stayed clear back here, you know. He'd finally, he can't get his hand forward to make the motion. He finally is able to go, take. Ow! And the next thing you know, why, his back's all right. Well, it's a funny thing that the real life he has lived in this life failed to cure his backache. But the delusory life, which he never lived, of course, did. Well, that would lead us off in the adventurous line that if you let a PC experience enough delusion, he will get well. Which is directly contrary to any observable fact. In goals clearing, you'll find out a long time ago, in a loose moment of total irresponsibility and boredom, or some such state of mind, without any reason at all, you suddenly decided to, what is it? And after that, life wasn't very comfortable. It wasn't dull, but it certainly wasn't very comfortable. What is this? That's a basic purpose. Fella had nothing to do, so he dreamed up something to do. That's his basic purpose. He did it. Nobody else did it. The funny part of it is he does this quite often. He's done it since. Before any moment in which he was going to be operated on, just before any moment when he was going to have a wreck, before any moment when he was about to buy the First National Bank, you will find he has made a new purpose. Not the basic purpose, but he's made a new purpose. And before he starts to live each life, he sort of says, Om Mani Padme Om, and in this life, I'm going to be a good boy. That's what I'm going to be. This whole life, I'm going to cease to devote it to crime. This whole life, and I'm going to be a good boy. And another girl says, this whole life now, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be very kind to everybody and not hurt anybody's feelings at all. Actually, you look with a meter, you just ask somebody to remember and say, well, what goal did you have about an operation? And they'll give you one, you see. What goal did you have about a life? And they will give you one. What goal did you have about this? What goal, you know, they give you one. They're making up their minds all the time. If you ever have any trouble with a woman, you'll ask this man. Superfluous question. Did you ever have any trouble with a man, you asked this girl. very superfluous question. And you say, all right, now before you had your first difficulty with a man, what goal did you have about men? Oh, well, none. No. See, I was sweet and innocent. And there I was sitting there, minding my own business. And this brute came up, and he said to me, here we go, you see. 5 yards later, as they play upon this violin, see, hearts and flowers, souvenir, you know. They're getting worse, not better. And you say, come off of it. Just before you sat down on that bench, what goal did you have? Oh, well, that. Well, I'd like to have some good-looking man pick me up. Oh. Say, you don't suppose that could have anything to do with the trouble I've been having with men lately? Wanting to be picked up. Oh, yes, it goes back to the purpose the person set. You trace some race driver back, and getting just before the race, you're liable to find some weird goal that is either impossible to achieve or directly destructive. Like, I'll show 'em, I'll pile up 5 or 6 of 'em. You know, he's mad. He does, too. You fish him up on the e-meter several lives later, and he tells you all about it. In short, people make postulates. But when they make one of these big gee-whiz, head of everything else, this is the way it is going to be, they start a cycle that may go on for 100,000, a billion years, billions of years. That finally plays out, that's gone, that's dead, they're all aberrated. They know the only way to do is just to pull out, never pay any attention to it anymore, go to another quarter of the universe, settle down, be a good girl. They decide to do this, you see. Well, they get all settled down, they forget all about the rest of it, and they say, certainly is dull around here, I better have a good game going. Let's see. To be a perfect heel. That's pretty good. All right, they go along for a little while. They're really winning. They're really being a good heel. See, I mean, and anybody wants one, they got one, you know. All the betterment societies are around trying to coax them, you know, and the local ministers always calling, trying to argue them out of it. So it's quite a game. And then they accidentally, because man is basically God, accidentally, while not watching it, they drop a dime in a beggar's hat. They walk down the street feeling pretty guilty. And they know the right thing to do. That's to go back there and empty the beggar's hat. You see? They slipped. And so, little by little, they start to betray their own goal. Their basic purpose is being betrayed. Now, oddly enough, people seldom have these horrible basic purposes. I was just throwing that in for a gag. They have basic purposes like to be gay, to be somebody, to be, to dance, to make money, anything. These, at first glance, are perfectly decent purposes. perfectly decent purposes. There's nothing wrong with it. And yet somehow it gets them in more trouble than they can cope with. Because, of course, they're in a fixed beingness and they can't really do anything else. Well, let's say to dance. The girl picks up a body, going to dance. She goes out in the street, and she flares her skirts a little bit. She's just a little kid, see? Flares her skirts a little bit. And by golly, it's a Calvinist community. Dancing is the root of all evil. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, that won't aberrate her. She has to take the next step on her own volition. She hauls off with her small princess slipper and kicks the bird straight on the shin. This goes on for quite a while. And she's unhappier and unhappier, and she's bearing and carrying around more and more bank, and she's having more and more difficulty in life, and she's having this and she's having that, and everything seems to be getting loused up, and she doesn't quite know what this is all about, and she keeps making postulates of one character or other. Things will go right now. I will be a good girl. Life should be better. I will help people. And she just keeps piling in the goals, you see, piling in, deciding to set it right with doing something else, and deciding to set it right, and deciding to set it right, and deciding to set it right. And there she is, sitting in the chair, holding the cans. And you say, well, how about you? What's your basic purpose? Well, frankly, she could sit there and reel off 3,000 of them. With ease. Go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. With ease. Which one is it? Which one is it? They all look good. And with any previous method of detection, they all look valid. Was it to be a good girl? To marry a rich feller? Is it to get even with all of them anyway? Well, what is it? What is it? See? You start combing it out on the E-meter, and you may find it and you may not. But God help you if you find the wrong one. You find the wrong one and use this as the basic purpose of the individual, you're in for more. Understand, the PC is no help this way. They will sometimes sit there and say, yes, that's my basic purpose, to be a good girl. That's it. That fits me. That fits me. It's me. Always have been good. Always. Oh, you start out on the next steps of auditing and you start to list this. And they get... things aren't going right. They don't feel good. Things are going awry. They'll keep at it. Next thing you know, they look 190 years old and aches and pains all the time, and no pains. It usually becomes just kind of wog. They walk down the street and the sidewalk moves. Mad. That's the wrong goal. So this requires a pretty sharp method of detection. Because this thing is pretty buried. It's buried under this mountain. It's like finding the right drop of water in the sea. And to establish, it's not nothing to undertake lightly. Believe me, nothing to undertake lightly as an auditor. This one you got to be trained for, really grooved. You can get in too much trouble. Here is the crux of the situation. is every time they didn't do their basic purpose, they added a piece of bank. And for the last millennia, they've been adding bank. And the bank all hangs up on the basic purpose because they couldn't do it and didn't do it. Man, of course, only real sin is the betrayal of self. A man betrays himself. He is faithless to himself, and therein lies his aberration. And this above all things, to thine own self be true. Shakespeare spake sooth when he Hamleted that one. And if he'd just given us another 1,000 words on it instead of some totally different ideas in the next paragraph, well, we probably would have had it made. Philosophically, though, this is an old idea. To thine own self be true. And then it follows as the night, the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Well, that's fine. That's nice. Well, what do you mean, true to yourself? Actually, you're not being true to yourself. You're being true to your basic purpose. If you're not true to your basic purpose, you've had it. That's what gives a fellow bank. Every engram that we have explored, every piece of black mass, every ridge, every white burning fire, everything that went on in the mind comes about because of a change or alteration in a person's basic purpose. And the poor guy, the poor girl, she doesn't even know now what it was until you suddenly write it out and present her with the prompt board. And she says, oh, to dance, of course, that's me. Yeah, what do you know? Takes a couple of dance steps and falls flat on her head because it's not cleared yet. But that is she, all right. She recognizes herself to dance. That's it, boy. You list that one. Every engram, ridge, black, white, green, purple, and pink all disappear. The engrams go, everything goes, so on. I had to discover a complete new method of auditing in order to handle this phenomenon. And it just evaporates. And the individual retains all the wisdom without being hampered with any of the mass. He becomes one smart Thetan. It isn't as he was in native state someplace in a far gone yesterday. Pure, sweet, and innocent, and it's only being done to him. See, he's not in that state anymore. He is the man of experience. He is the girl of experience. He is experienced. I've heard some fellow say, if I just knew then what I knew now and could profit thereunby. I heard the fellow say this once about high school. If I just knew then about women what I knew now, and he thought of himself of being back in high school, you see, dragged out a terrible sigh. That, If while he was managing this business, he had just known what he now knows about business, how much simpler it would have been. We leave a Thetan in the interesting state of not having to know, but knowing everything he has found out on the track, but now he can remember it. This makes a very interesting situation, doesn't it? Smart cookie. The potential knowingness is fantastic. Some of our kids in Scientology, they kill me. Some young men, they suddenly rush up and they say, if you just take the Rudy rod and put it over on the side of the condenser with a whiz bar going across here, you have a blast gun. Where'd you get that? Well, I was getting processed the other day, and I recognized that if it's on, so on, so on, all you need is a battery. They don't make them on this planet. Next session, he's searching to how to make the battery. Next thing you know, some fragment of this shows up in the electronics magazines as the latest development of Professor Unk. Don't you see? This fellow's been working down at Cape Canaveral, and he mentioned it across the luncheon counter one day to Professor Unk. So Professor Unk has now graduated up to the head of the professors of Unk, you see? It's very funny. We're all over the place these days, not just in that line, but people starting to use our terminology one way or the other. And you see it creeping into this and into that. And the other day, a medico down in Australia said that psychiatrists and psychologists ought to, this was a textbook he was writing, they all ought to knock it off and turn it over to us because it was inevitable that that was where it would go. And this was an official textbook of the medics. That's an interesting sidelight on things. When the individual followed out his basic purpose, he found himself in an impossible position, too. Let's get back to this basic purpose. This now became incredible. Because every time he did it, oddly enough, it became an overt against somebody someplace. To dance, my golly, every time she gets born into a community, it turns out to be a more Puritan community than any Puritan community she's been born in to date. It's an overt against a group mores of some kind or another. And she just seems to get more and more attracted to this, too. Never seems to think after a while of going and getting born in dance land, you see. That doesn't seem to be pertinent. It's how do you get born in a Puritan community and still dance? That's her problem. And it turns out that this is more and more of an overt, more and more of an overt against a particular portion of the community. And she goes on, the millennia goes on, the trillennia goes on, time marches. And one fine day, she's sitting in the chair. She's got these two moldy old tin cans in her hands. See? And somebody is saying, what's your purpose? Well, she says, to be a good girl, to be kind, to not get in anybody's way, to never be the effect of anything, to happily sing all day, to never do anything, to get married, to have uncles, to play the violin, to not live anywhere near people. Actually, she'd go on, maybe by accident almost, put down 465 on the list to dance. And the odd phenomenon is that if you were going down, 3GA, let me tell you this much, routine 3GA is an accomplished fact. We can do routine 3GA, and the person's audit will read on a meter and so forth, and we can even prepare them up to that point. You can do 3GA. If you don't care how much time you spend. But we don't figure the 200 hours to find somebody's goal can be afforded because we haven't got that many auditors. So there is a need for, was a need for more positive and more abrupt and more speedy methods of finding goals. Then, if you had to do this for every goal found, why, you would find yourself after a while with a long period spent finding each goal, don't you see? You'd find getting a person up to theta clear, maybe 3-4 goals deep, a very long procedure. But don't forget, that technology exists, works, And we've been producing them at St. Hill with great frequency and so forth. We've been making clears that way for some time. I'm not announcing the fact that we have made some clears. I'm announcing the fact that we have made more clears faster. And the number of people that can be cleared is a much higher percentage at first crack. How? Well, routine 3GA, which is just have a person listing goals. He keeps on listing goals and listing goals and listing goals. Sometimes you're lucky and you find that goal number 465 she put on here to dance. That was just lucky. And it was also lucky that when you went across it, you didn't suppress it so it didn't read. See, that's the element of luck turns in here. See. But you still, by prep checking and other actions, could have picked it up on the list and eventually gone over the list again. You finally would get that goal, all right? Takes a long time, but nevertheless, you would have gotten the goal. But maybe there were some subsidiary goals. That is, some goals which came after this, because the whole track is divided into cycles. There is a complete cycle of action that is many lives of a certain type. Many lives spent in a certain environment. And those cycles can go from anywhere from 60,000 years to a billion or a trillion. Long period. And at the beginning of every one of those cycles, apparently, there is a basic purpose set by the individual, which is totally different, completely clean, far away from any other basic purpose they've set. And they get a piece of the GPM, which is a nice chunk, which will do them. It'll do them all right. They don't want this thing. It just seems to accumulate by the mechanics of the business. It has no value. There's no value in being aberrated. Every time we clean up a musician, he plays better music. Every time we clean up a dancer, he dances better, don't you see? The saner he is, the better he operates. Of course, if you were defeated, entirely defeated by the human mind, and couldn't do anything about it, you'd then start telling people, aberration is very valuable. And you are winning only because you're nuts. They say in Beverly Hills today, there's a psychiatrist for every 70 people. I think that's a pretty interesting population figure. And they're saying that all the time to stars and so forth. Well, you're a star because you're nuts. Now, therefore, aberration value. We can't do anything about it, so let's preserve it. I'm not being hard now. That isn't even a smart crack. That is their actual advice and philosophies. They've even been books, pocketbooks even published on the basis of Be Glad You're Neurotic, I think was the name of one of these books. Well, that's because they can't do anything about it. It's the philosophy of defeat. If you can't win over the bank, join it. So anyway, we have a situation going where 3GA took, usually, you got the top piece of GPM. In other words, you got this last cycle. And then you picked up the cycle just before that, and you cleared that, you see, the basic purpose of that. And then you listed that out. And then you went to the cycle before that and listed it out. Ha-ha. Well, the fantastic advance on the thing is we now, it's hard on the PC, but that doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it. And anything to do with the session anyhow, according to most auditors. If he says anything, shut him up. Anyhow. Gag. We take him up here. And we go, not this one, not this one, not this one, not this one. Let's pick up this one. And the lock. There it goes. In fact, it's easier to do this way. Much faster to do. Don't cut them off one at a time. Cut them all off. Now, you'll find an earlier one than this, even by this system. But it itself is another boom. So what have you got here? You've got faster goal finding and a deeper goal attainable. which is quite an action, possibly even realty very much now. But it will be. You're sitting in a chair one day, and your goal, ordinarily by 3GA, which is a fait accompli and perfectly valid, and it'll do a lot, see? And we're in this interesting state now of improving the existing fact. It's just going at a terrific snowball rate, all of this developmental work and so forth. And I've gotten it now so you can pick out this one down here, you know, and give it a yank, and it's the magic string. You ever see any of these sacks of feed and that sort of thing? And a guy who's real smart, he reaches down here to the edge of the thing, and he goes, and the sack falls apart. You come along, and you say, that's better. And you cut it open. Well, that's a butchery, you see, of one kind or another, and a guy trying to open a sack. But there was a magic way to open this sack. A very magic way to find the person's basic purpose, find out what's been... You see, he wants to do it, and he can't do it. She isn't dancing because she has a basic purpose to dance. She's accumulated sufficient overts that the reason she can't dance is because her basic purpose is to dance. You get that reversal? That's a fantastic reversal. Now the person has committed so many overts on the subject of dancing that the person can no longer do anything but commit overts against this thing. This girl, whose basic purpose is to dance, is found now as a community reformer. She's practically joined the enemy. Every time she decides to dance, feet hurt. Doesn't like it. She'll tell you she'd love to dance, except it's got too much on it, don't you see? In other words, she is in the position of not being able to do what she wants to do. And of course, if there is any definition for misery, that must be it. To never be able to do what you want to do. Never. And that's what happens with this ball up on the basic purpose. Sounds incredible, doesn't it? That this is the one thing the individual wants to do, and the one thing which the individual then is having difficulty doing. Why is this? Well, let me tell you how we find one of these things. We make a list of the dynamics. We take it from the PC. There's various ways to get this. The only mistake you can make is not get the thing on the list. And we take a list of the dynamics. They're your old friends, the dynamics, you see. You know all about those. Well, there's a way of going down and assessing these dynamics. You ask the PC to consider overts against them. And the discovery is that the thing we call a rock slam, a wide needle agitation, a convulsion on the part of the individual, that is, say, he gets very fidgety and he hurts and so forth as he runs across this thing. It's physical. You can read it on a meter, so forth. And one of these things will turn on with a bomb if you've got it on the list. And that's the PC's dynamic. Of course, it isn't his dynamic at all. It's the dynamic he has overts against. It turns out in this girl's case that it's communities. See, she got that under the third dynamic. Communities. And you ask her for the list in its various ways, and you got that on the list. And when you were assessing it, when you were trying to find out which one, you were asking her to consider overts against communities. But you were asking her to consider overts against herself. You didn't get anything. Consider overts against sex. Didn't get anything. Consider overts against the family. Didn't get anything. Consider overts against groups. Well, there's a little something there. Consider overts against mankind, you know. But she's added this additional word in here. You're going over it. Consider overts, doing things, doing bad things, I don't care your word, to communities. And the needle goes, pow! This is what happened. Ow! You say, is something wrong? said, yes. Oh, you're wonderful. What's this? Here's my lumbago. My migraine. Huh. Honest, if you left it right there, the PC would be kind of happy about it. I've seen them. You find nothing but their dynamic that they have overts against, you see. And they walk around and they say, well, that's my dynamic. That's what I do in life. I just raise hell with communities. That's me. Yes, sir. They feel great. Actually do. They feel great. It's a fantastic therapeutic step, only, of course, it's nothing in the world but a locating step as far as dynamic assessment by rock slam is what I'm describing to you, technical name. Dynamic assessment by rock slam. Well, you ask this person, what represents this dynamic to you? And you write, 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 and you get down to the end. All the time you're doing that, this needle is getting big, you see. And then less, and then less, and then less, and then less. And boy, they feel good now. Everything's fine. If you didn't go any further than that, they'd feel more wonderful than they've ever felt. Now you get in there again, and you put the e-meter on, and you say, consider overts against these items you listed. One right after the other. Bang, bang, bang. And she's got an interesting item on that. And as you go by it, assessment by elimination, of course, it says Puritans. That's what a community represents to this person. Puritans. Boom! This person says, what happened? Where am I? That's it. That's what I'm dead against. That's something I can't stand. Whew. I saw one such PC that went downtown afterwards after they found their item, and they said, such a relief. Every time I walked through town before, I didn't know what I was jumpy about. But I sure know now. Remember the old associative restimulators? Well, of course, the whole world is against the individual. And then you get it down to it's just communities. He says, And then communities, they feel better now. They know what's dogging them. They know what's upsetting them. And they get it down to the point where it isn't communities, it's Puritans. Hey, of course, Puritans isn't even on the seventh or eighth dynamic. It's on groups. Mislocated, see? Which is one of the symptoms. They feel great. They go around and tell you, well, they feel perfectly free in the community now. It isn't a community against them at all. It's a particular type of thing in the community, see? Something like they're narrowing it down to know what they're bothered about. Well, you take a long list of goals. What goal might you have that would be an overt act against Puritans? And you get a wide slam, tremendous wide slam, and it's getting less and less and less and less. And I say, I feel better. Well, the trick is their goal isn't on that list yet. They're fairly sure it is. They tell you any one of those things, boy, that's my goal, you know, to be a good girl, to be kind, to be nice to men. That's all overts against Puritans, see? Now, there's another wording down at the end of the line, what we call line 6. If you were part of Puritans, what goal would it be impossible for you to achieve? And the person goes, bang, 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 bang. That's my goal. Now, the auditor could be a super salesman. And he couldn't talk the PC out of this goal. The PC will sit there and scream at him, literally and actually. That's my goal, and that's what I am doing, to dance. That is it. And of course, you check it out with tiger drills. It takes actually sometimes longer to check it out and prove it out because of the randomity of the PC. The PC is saying, well, that's my goal. You're trying to take it away from me. You say, no, I'm trying to check the thing out. You're trying to, don't, that's my goal. Hell hath no fury like a PC who thinks his goal and basic purpose has been scorned. That's the goal. You check it out. You got a technology. We call it tiger drilling. That's because the drill is written up. It's seldom that anybody has a goal to be a tiger. So we use tigers and water bucks have sort of become favorite animals in Scientology that we use because we seldom find people being either one. But someday somebody's going to come up with, he's going to go bang, bang, bang to be a tiger. And that's my goal. Highly unlikely, but it's liable to happen. Anyway, here we go with this goal. If you try to pass over it and have the person list on some other list or do something else or take their attention off of this thing, you, experienced auditor though you may be, those pros who are in the audience, have never seen an ARC break like that can develop. The PC doesn't bother to blow, he blows you. It takes a very skilled auditor, not just to read the E-meter, only that's a skilled portion too, but to just hold the PC in the chair long enough. PC isn't in pain. This is enthusiasm on the part of the PC. This is fear on the part of the PC that this piece of candy isn't going to be his. This is like trying to take the spaceship away from a space jockey, you know? He doesn't care what you do with it, but just don't invalidate it. Because, of course, that's what he's been up against his whole life. He's been invalidating other people who try to invalidate it, and these overts have amounted up to, of course, in this girl's case, tremendous overts against Puritans, which has spread out to communities, which would spread out to all of life until all of life is against her and she's against it, don't you see? And by narrowing it, this fashion and bringing it down, we finally get down to what's causing all the fuss. It's this basic purpose. It'll be some innocent thing that would make an atom bomb look like a child's toy. I would rather carry a couple in my pocket any day of the week. In fact, put them in the same pocket than to either miss a PC's goal or not pick one up when it was available. That's an adventurous action. It takes a skilled auditor, mostly and basically, because he's got to hold the PC still, and he's got to be able to hold the PC still and do his drill sufficiently and perfectly well that the PC is going this way and that doesn't disturb him from doing what he's doing, you see, and still hold the PC and communicate. It's quite a trick. There are very few of these auditors right at the present moment. You wind up with the PC's goal. What do you do with this goal? Well, you list it. You list it on 16 lines, the text of which I won't bother to tell you at this time because it'd be really shortly in a bulletin for those who care to have it. But that consists of all the individualities who have one way or another opposed it, who have assisted him to carry it out, that he has or she has been in carrying it out, and so forth. You just list it and list it and list it and list it. This is faster than four-line listing. And you list this thing and you list it, and all of a sudden, while your tone arm is coming down for the clear read on the E-meter, and the individual's feeling better and better. Of course, occasionally, every once in a while, boy, they really get a somatic. There's nothing to worry about. They would start worrying if they didn't get one. And the next thing you know, why, the needle on one line starts to go flop, 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 flop. Free needle. Right, you go to the next line, and the needle goes flop, flop. And the person becomes totally unreadable on an E-meter. Not reverse end to, but they just become unreadable. You say if you told a lie, and the needle goes flop. Has any relationship to the individual. So you're already disconnecting him from his banking body, and he feels wonderfully. Starts to fly. Girl, well, I don't know, she looks 20, 30 years younger. Of course, that's dangerous for a girl only 20 years old. But they sort of start getting a glow about him. They start feeling good and that sort of thing. They think they're there. Of course, there's another goal back of this. And there's a very limited number of these goals. There's only a few. And, of course, each one of these things takes them up. Well, frankly, from the moment you hit the PC's dynamic, that PC ceases to be human. The moment you've got it and got it taped, the PC knows it and that is it and it's all straight, he's done a departure from the human race. He can get along better now. He can do various things. His limitations and his horizons aren't as great as they were. His responsibility is better, and he isn't so tied down to various obsessive actions and that sort of thing, just from the moment you find the goal. Then when you find the item, this is more so. And I don't know, if we only knew how to do those two things, you see, even not even find the goal. We find the PC very happy. The goal only becomes upsetting when you go for it and don't get it, but pass over it. Actually, you can go for a goal and the PC doesn't get upset. But you pass over the top of it and leave it behind you, and the roof blows off. Pieces of skull go in all directions. PC won't stand for that. It's the PC who's blowing it up. It isn't the goal that's blowing it up. It's the fact that it's been missed that he cannot tolerate, because the biggest missed withhold you can get is a PC's goal. That's gargantuan. You go over the top of one of these things, and it really explodes in your face. Or you say to a PC, well, that really isn't it. And the PC will just totally cave in. This is fabulous stuff. You're actually not fooling with anything terribly dangerous. You're not fooling with anything dangerous at all, actually. The only limitation is just the limitation of the auditor's skill. Now, there is a danger I should point out, and that is simply finding somebody's dynamic, listing it out exactly as I said, getting the dwindling rock slam that it's called, getting the item and getting the dwindling rock slam, not recognizing these things, coming up, listing the list, and then just letting it go at that and letting this individual drift around without ever making this fact known that this has been done, because nobody can run the trail a second time. It's something like pulling up all the pavement behind you. You get the idea? That's its only danger. I've still got a method to patch that up, which I think I will keep to myself. But you actually cover all the tracks, and nobody can come in afterwards and find the PC's dynamic and so forth. And the PC can also be sold that something wrong is his dynamic, but he doesn't feel good about it and that sort of thing. But some auditor doesn't recognize that it isn't it. You see, there a randomity can occur with regard to finding these things. We're talking at a very, very high level of auditing skill. We're talking at a very high level of auditing operation. And we're also talking at a very swift operation when it goes well, and not very long even when it goes badly. We come out at the other end on the thing. We've got the individual's basic purpose in existence. And that is a magic hat trick, the like of which nobody's ever been able to pull off on this track before. And we can do it. And we can do it for you. All right, it just depends on exactly when and exactly how your time becomes available and so forth and so on. I'm not trying to sell you auditing. I'm trying to sell you be patient. And that's difficult, too. All right, that is clearing as it exists. Still called 3GA, because it's just an improvement on 3GA in the finding of the goal. But ordinary routine 3GA, called such merely because that was the research number I assigned to it when I was researching it out, that already will clear if you've got time. All you got to know is how to do the tiger drill and read a meter and keep a PC in session. And never miss a meter read. And never ARC break the PC. And never Q&A. And a few other minor things. Because assessment is the roughest and toughest part of auditing. It's hardest on the PC and is the most rewarding. But assessment can be done with O3GA to a happy conclusion and a first goal clear. Because dynamic clearing exists does not wipe out the earlier gain which has existed throughout this summer and which has been making clears. We're on the way. We're very much on the way. There's even methods of putting a lot of clears into a community, more or less over a rather reasonably short period, let's say 8 or 10 months, something like 50 or 60 clears into a single community. What do you think would happen? Interesting to contemplate, isn't it? Well, I'll leave you to contemplate that. I'll tell you more about it at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you very much.